Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. It is time for our Sunday school lesson, glory to God, and we are Applying the Word Ministry, and we are here today to share the Word of God with you.
Amen. Praise God. The topic of our lesson this week is Stephen, the Unwavering Martyr.
Praise God. Now notice Pastor said Stephen, and that's the way it's pronounced. Glory to God, Stephen. But many people say Stephen. But it's S-T-E-P, okay? So it's Stephen. So we're going to be calling him Stephen today, but some of you say Stephen, but he is going to be discussed in this lesson, and we know that God is going to bless you for the word of God.
Amen. Now, the scripture is going to be coming from, we're going to be in the book of Acts. Amen. That's going to be Acts 6th chapter, 7th verse through the 10th verse, and Acts 7th chapter, verse 54 through 60. Amen, praise God. And again, like I said, we're going to be talking about the unwavering, praise the Lord, the unwavering martyr.
Praise God.
Unwavering.
In other words, he's going to be steadfast. Glory to God. He's going to be unmovable. Glory to God. Because for Stephen, that's what it means. He is going to be pressing and doing what he's supposed to do according to what the word of God. No matter what's going on. I need to tell you this. Glory to God. Sometimes the enemy is going to try to distract you. Sometimes the enemy is going to try to stop you. But you have to be steadfast. You have to be committed. You have to stand firm on what you're going to do, and you're going to do it in the name of Jesus. So our lesson is going to show us that this man of God stood the test. This man of God didn't mind giving up his life. This man of God wanted to please God and to do the will of God. And that's what this lesson is telling us about today.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And our first part of our lesson is the topic is the growing church. The growing church. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to be looking at disciples and priests. And it's going to be verse 7. Amen. Verse 7. And the 7th verse. And it says, and the word of the Lord increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied, and in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Now listen. The word of God increased.
All right.
Glory to God. People became committed to God. They begin to believe, glory to God. They begin to move great in their faith. But you see, this was after the resurrection. Jesus Christ had already been, crucified.
And here you find that the word of God was what was being spread, and people were grabbing hold, glory to God. Now, you had some people, grabbing hold of the faith. And you had some people that were not. They were still confused. They were still in their little area. But the word of God began to spread because the mission of Jesus, glory to God, was to draw men, hallelujah, draw women, boys and girls to God, hallelujah, to help them to understand that there's salvation in the word of God. But just like you know that when the word is what's spreading, you also need to know that the enemy is going to try to stop the spreading of the gospel. So we're going to be looking at this in the lesson today, because our lesson is talking about Stephen. And they said a martyr is one that what gives up his life, glory to God. So we're going to be seeing what's happening in the lesson. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. But I just want to key in on, and the word of God increased.
Well,
when the word increased, and the word of God, it says, faith come by hearing. The word of God. The more people heard it. And it also said, if I be lifted up, I shall draw. We know now, Jesus is the word. So when the word is increased, hey, the possibility of Jesus drawing people are going to be increased. The disciples, they multiplied. Glory to God. And the people increased because the word was going forth.
But Pastor, look. You had some priests in the temple, glory to God, who also became what? Some believers.
Amen.
And also began to follow Christ. So as the word spread, people began to change their mind, change their heart, because at first they didn't believe. They didn't believe that Jesus was what? The Son of God. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. They didn't believe he was the living word that had come to live among us. They didn't believe, glory to God, that there is salvation in the word of God. But now after the crucifixion, some people are beginning to believe, more beginning to multiply, glory to God. But you still have some that doubt. You still have some that don't believe. Go ahead.
Amen. And let's look at part B, power and wonders. And that 8th verse says, and Stephen, filled of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles amongst the people.
When you have great faith.
Great faith.
When you have great faith in God, you can walk, glory to God, in the anointing of God. And signs and wonders what can follow, glory to God. It just didn't happen in this biblical time. But we know that if you have great faith in God, that God can allow miracles to happen. You can speak the word and come to pass. People can get healed, glory to God. People can get delivered, glory to God. So when you have great faith, glory to God, you're allowing God to move in your life. You're allowing God to use you, glory to God. And any way he wants to use you, you surrender and say, yes, Lord, to your will. Let him use you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let him use you.
Amen. But again, it says he was filled with faith.
Hallelujah.
Now, one thing we need to realize in this book, this is the acts of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now, when it said he was filled with faith, he was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Huh?
He was filled. Glory to God. And with power.
Glory to God.
And as they seen, now again, and also sometimes it's referred to, the fact that the acts of the apostles, but yet, they had to be filled.
Hallelujah.
It was the Holy Ghost moving through them.
It wasn't them.
It wasn't them.
It was the Holy Ghost using them.
Come on now.
They had surrendered themselves to what's in the will and the power.
Well.
Hallelujah. So signs and wonders followed them.
Let me tell you something.
Signs and wonders can follow the believer even today. But you have to surrender yourself and allow God to use you. So guess what? Signs and wonders still happen, even today, because you have that faith in God, and you allow the Holy Spirit to move in you and through you. Glory to God.
Amen. Again, we need to realize right now, Stephen is being used. People are seeing things happening. You know, people see things happen. Ooh, he ain't him. No, it wasn't him.
Hallelujah.
It was the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Ghost was He was getting their attention through the signs and wonders, but yet what he was talking about was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was giving them the word. He was aligning. He was giving them something to have faith in, praise God.
And he was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you this. You got to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to move self out of the way. Hallelujah. You got to let the Lord use you. Glory God. Use us, Lord. Hallelujah. In that service. Have your way in us, God. Go ahead.
Amen. Hey, let's look at part C here. And that's going to be wisdom and spirit. And verse 9 said, then there across certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the libertarian.
Okay, you said then there arose.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Arose certain in the synagogue. They were called Libertarian and Syrian and Alexandrian and of Cilicium of Asia. They disputed Stephen. What these people were doing, that again, like I said, the church is growing, but yet they were hearing the word. They were bringing to the church. But let me tell you something. When you have people coming to the church, they're going to also bring their baggage, their cultures. Now, these are different people coming from different places, and they were coming in with things. They were Jews. But yet, they were bringing things of old according to their cultures. The libertarians, they were bringing things in.
Well, guess what? They were coming in, but everybody that was coming in were not believers in the power of God. All of them were not believers in the resurrection of Jesus. All of them were not true believers in what God was using Stephen to do and say among them. You had, what, some doubters, some critics. You know, even today in the church, you have some doubts, some critics, some that will not surrender to the will and the power of God. So you can imagine this, Stephen, filled with the Holy Ghost, out preaching and ministering the word of God. So he is going to say what Jesus tells him to say. He is anointed to preach the gospel, glory to God. But everybody that's in the crowd, glory to God, is not anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. And as I pointed out, we notice how they're speaking about their part of, they've been called to the synagogue. They coming to be a part of the church. But the different place they were coming from, they were coming with their own cultures. They were coming with their own beliefs before the resurrection. Oh, glory to God. They had been told about God. But guess what? They now it's time for them to hear the whole story. Hey, that now there has been God in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
And when Steve was saying things, and when the way the Holy Ghost was moving Stephen, they disputed this. This ain't so.
But you know what? Jesus said while he was on the earth, I and the Father are one. Glory to God. He came to do the will of his Father. He came to show us the way to God. He came to what? To let us know that we can be what? We can be saved, glory to God. That we can be free in Jesus. He came to teach us, glory to God. And even though he was crucified, you know he got up, glory to God. And you know he showed himself, glory to God. And you know many people were believed and many people followed. So here you have Stephen, glory to God, filled with the Holy Ghost. And preaching the word of God. Listen. Because you are filled with the Holy Ghost, that does not mean that everybody's going to believe. But your job and our job is to tell them. Tell them whether they want to hear or not. Tell them and preach the word. Try to convince them that they need Jesus in their life.
Glory Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's look again here at the wisdom and spirit in verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Oh, glory.
Oh, my God. Now, think about this. Because he was filled with the Holy Ghost, because he was anointed of God, and he began to preach the word, Lord God, they were astonished and they couldn't resist. They had to listen. There was something about him. And I want you to know, he was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was speaking through him by the power of the Holy Ghost. He was on a mission, Lord God, and his mission was to seek and to save those that are lost and to help them to realize that they need to what? They need to follow Jesus. They need to accept Jesus as what? As their Lord and their Savior.
Glory to God. Now we're moving into part two, which is the faithful martyr. And that's going to be Acts 7 through 7, 54 through 60. Now, in 54, fury reaction. 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Oh, glory to God. Some people call it grit. They grit their teeth and just burnt down. They're just so mad because what they were doing, the Bible says the word cuts.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
They were angry. They got angry because the word was what? The word was cutting them. The word was true. And they just got angry because the truth that he was preaching was not what they believed. So they got mad, glory to God. They got mad at the preacher. They got mad at Stephen because he was preaching to God.
Well.
They got mad and they wanted to do something.
Wanted
to hurt him, glory to God, because they couldn't stand the truth. Let me tell you this. When you are ministering the word of God, everybody in the crowd will not believe. But there are some that's going to believe. But you still got what? You got to give the message. You still got to preach. So it didn't matter that they were getting angry. It didn't matter that some of them were getting mad. It didn't matter. Stephen was on a mission. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And because he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was not afraid of their faces. He was not afraid of their anger because he was walking in the power of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now let's look at this fury realization. And that's verse 55. Now, again, hey, they mad, upset, but as it's being realized. But he... Being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Ooh, my.
They were mad. They were murderous. They were angry, but he didn't stop preaching. He looked up and he saw his help. Glory to God. He looked up and he saw Jesus. Jesus was not sitting on the right hand of the Father, but Jesus was standing, glory to God, in agreement with what he was preaching. Glory to God. Let me tell you, when you're preaching the gospel, glory to God, you're not by yourself. Glory to God. When you're telling the truth, it doesn't matter how the crowd receives you, but when you're speaking under the anointing, you got the power from God. You got the power from heaven. And Jesus, hallelujah, was standing up because when they were gnashing their teeth, they were mad and they wanted to kill him, glory to God. But it didn't matter because when he looked up, he saw that his help was standing up agreeing with him. When he looked up, he saw the glory of God. Let me tell you this, he was empowered by the Holy Ghost. He wasn't afraid of their faces. He wasn't afraid of their anger, but he had come to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, my. You couldn't say it. You couldn't say it. Nobody. He's saying Jesus standing up.
Hallelujah.
Standing with him.
Glory to God.
You just stand bold in your word.
Glory to God.
Not way. Oh, glory.
Don't waver.
Stand.
I'm
staying with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And verse 56 said, and said, behold, I see the heavens open.
Glory to God.
And the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
Not only did he saw it, he said, let me tell you what I see.
Come on in now.
I see the Son of Man, because Jesus came in the form of man. He was birthed through Mary, glory to God. So he said, I see the Son of Man standing up, and he's right there on the right hand of the Father. Oh, now they angry, because they, oh, no, because some of them were there. They probably heard about the crucifixion. Some of them might have been there witnessing it. So when he said, I see Jesus, and I see him standing at the right hand of the Father, you know they got even worse. They got even angrier because they thought it was all over. But let me tell you, we know that what is that Jesus was standing, he was standing in agreement. He was standing in a power. He was standing, let them know that everything was going to be all right. Stand firm in your faith. It doesn't matter how the crowd receives you. It doesn't matter if they get angry. But if you're preaching the gospel, if you're ministering the word, you got to stand firm, hallelujah, and continue preaching the gospel, because you're going to have the Son of Man. You're going to have Jesus standing in agreement with you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And see, again, as you said, at that point, oh, he's standing with you. That just made him madder. Because now you telling us God is coming at us, and we looking at you. They don't see God.
They couldn't see him because he was in the spirit. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he looked up and the heavens opened, and he saw the Son of God standing, and he saw the glory of God. He knew that he was doing the right thing. Pastor, he knew that he was preaching the right gospel. He knew, glory to God, that sometimes that people won't what receive you, but it doesn't matter. Long as you're doing what Jesus has assigned you to do, you go on and preach, glory to God. Preach whether they want to hear it. Preach if they don't want to hear it. Teach if they don't want to hear it. Teach if they don't want to hear it. You got to keep on teaching. You got to do what the Lord tell you to do, glory to God. Because the enemy want to shut your mouth. The enemy want to stop you from preaching. Oh, I'm getting excited now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But you got to keep on keeping on.
Keep on.
It doesn't matter. Glory to God.
And just look at the reaction as they go into, we go into the 57th verse.
Hallelujah.
It said, then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears.
My God.
And ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. Oh, glory
to
God.
Listen. Because they were so angry at the truth. They were so angry at the word. They were so angry because he stood fast in the Lord. They said they took him and go, and they took him out of the city and they stoned him to death. But let me tell you something. He was steadfast in his faith, because when he looked up and he saw Jesus standing, glory to God, he knew that everything was going to be all right. Jesus was standing in agreement, glory to God. He saw the glory of God, which meant he saw the power. Even though they stoned him, glory to God, hallelujah, I need you to know, it was well with his soul, because he was pleasing to God. He was standing on the faith. He was standing on the word. Can you do that? Can you stand in your faith? Can you stand on the word? When people don't want to hear you, are you going to stop preaching or you're going to keep preaching? If people don't want to hear you and you're teaching the truth, are you going to stop teaching or you're going to keep teaching? I tell you today, you got to be firm in your faith. It doesn't matter how they look at you. It doesn't matter how angry they get. You got to stay fast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I just point out, and I just believe this revelation here. Now, we read also, well, hey, Jesus sitting at the right hand. But here we see he's standing. You know, when you greet somebody, when you let somebody know you're with them, hey, you're standing up.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
And see, right now, Jesus letting Stephen know that, hey, I'm standing with you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, whatever man do to you, hey, because bottom line, acting from the body, present with the law, hey, he going to greet him standing up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at that 59th verse, praise God. Now, again, it says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Stephen said, yeah, he knew they would kill him. But he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Glory to God. See, what happened? They could kill the flesh. Boom. Hallelujah. But they couldn't kill the spirit. Glory to God. Because he was absent from the body. And he was going to be present with them.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't going to stop preaching. You see what I'm saying? The enemy want to shut your mouth. Are you going to shut your mouth when the enemy tell you to shut up? Or are you going to stay fast in your faith? Are you going to stand firm in your faith? Glory to God. Because everybody not saved, and everybody don't want to hear the truth. But our job, glory to God, is to what? It's to minister the word. Our job is to teach the gospel. Our job is to not be wavering in our faith. Glory to God. We got to stand and we got to teach and we got to preach and we got to minister the word. There are many that's lost, y'all. Many on their way to hell. But if we preach the gospel, if we minister the word, glory to God, somebody going to get saved. Somebody going to get delivered. It's our job. Glory to God. It's our job to minister. Glory to God.
Unwavering now. Unwavering. Stephen was unwavering. Glory. He had looked at you know, a lot of times they tell a preacher, hey, sometimes don't look at the people's faces, because you may not see something you like, because you might be saying something that's cutting into what, into that, in that hard, cold heart. But let me tell you something. He said he steadfast looked up.
Hallelujah.
He looked from the hills. He looked up, which cometh his help. And guess what? When he looked up, he seen Jesus
standing in agreement.
Oh,
standing, welcoming him. Standing because he was pleased.
Say it.
He was standing up because he was what? He was saying what he needed to say.
Hallelujah.
He wasn't afraid of their faces, y'all. You can't be afraid, glory to God, when the enemy don't want to hear it. You got to keep on teaching. You got the enemy. Some of you going to have the enemy sitting in Sunday school today. Some of them don't believe. They're going to look at you weird. But you got to keep on teaching. You got to keep on ministering the word. You got to keep on going, glory to God, until somebody surrendered to Jesus. It's our job, y'all, because Jesus is going to come back soon and very soon. Glory to God. He's coming back for his church, and they got to be ready, glory to God. If they're not ready, they're going to be left behind. So we in these last days, we got to minister the word. Glory to God. You got to be like Stephen. You can't be afraid of their faces. You got to what? You got to minister that word to them.
Glory amen, God. Amen. Now, and as I read that, it said, and they stoned Stephen.
Well,
as they were stoning Stephen, I thought about Jesus on the cross.
Well,
he didn't say a mumbling word about what they were doing to him.
Not
somebody stoned me. They were throwing rocks.
They were hitting them hard.
They were killing a man with rocks. But oh glory, they said. But at that time he called upon God and said, oh glory, receive my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he wasn't working. Lord, will you stop from hitting me? Oh Lord, I'm hurting so bad. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God. In other words, I'm doing what you told me to do.
Yeah.
I'm saying what you told me to say. Even though they got mad and they started hitting me with the stones, I know I did what you wanted me to do. He said, now receive my spirit. Because he knew he was going to be absent from the body, but he was going to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you willing? Are you willing to stand firm on your faith? There's some of you that got loved ones at home. And when you start talking about the gospel, they want to walk away. I want to tell you, keep on preaching. I remember, glory to God, that I ministered hallelujah to my brothers. And I'm still ministering the word. It doesn't matter if they walk away. I got to keep on preaching. I got to keep on ministering. I got to keep on teaching. You got to stand firm, glory to God, just like he did. Stephen wasn't afraid of their faces. He wasn't afraid of the stones. He wasn't afraid that he had to face death, because he knew that his spirit was going to be received by God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, again, as I said, as Stephen is being killed, as he's standing as a martyr, amen, as Jesus stood for our sacrifice. Listen, in verse 60, it says,
hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you. and may God keep you.